Have you noticed that things unheard of a few years ago are now the norm? Whenever someone says that they have shocking news, I think to myself, shocking? Try me. It's not that I'm cynical, but little surprises me anymore. I recently heard a well-known podcaster say that everyone he knew had someone they knew, or a person close to someone they knew, who had died of a fentanyl overdose. Now, that tragic statistic didn't shock me because I spoke at the funeral of my friend's son. He'd just barely gotten out of rehab when he died of a fentanyl overdose. Life has always had its difficult moments, but it sure seems like those moments are more frequent. Or is it just me? I'm reminded of a scripture I memorized during a painful season in my life, and I hope to encourage you with its message today. Now, the version I memorized starts out with, "Don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through." Yes, the Bible actually says not to be surprised when we get burned, but those fiery trials come with a promise that today's troubles don't threaten tomorrow's triumphs. So today, I'm going to give you three important action steps when life gets really difficult. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm here to share practical tips and strategies from the Bible. Each week, I read a verse or so, and I give you an affirmation to declare. Because the tongue has the power to speak life, I always ask you to repeat the declaration with me to empower your tongue with truth. Today, I'm going to read 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13 from The Message. Listen to this. Friends, when life gets really difficult, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. Instead, be glad that you are in the very thick of what Christ experienced. This is a spiritual refining process with glory just around the corner. I wanted to read from The Message because I love the thought of glory being just around the corner. It really is. We can't see it when we're in the fire, but it is a promise that every single person of faith can absolutely count on, which is why I want us to declare this truth. Today's troubles don't threaten tomorrow's triumphs. Will you please say that with me? Today's troubles don't threaten tomorrow's triumphs. Oh, how I want us to believe that promise. No matter how dark today is, doesn't mean that the sun won't shine tomorrow. My friend, we have got to keep believing because God is faithful. Now, of the three action steps that I'm going to share with you today, there's one thing not to do, one thing to do, and one thing that we can expect. First, let's look at the one thing that we don't want to do when life gets difficult. Don't blame God. 1 Peter 4, verse 12, in The Message, spells it out so clearly. It says, friends, when life gets really difficult, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. When my daughter was in third grade, she learned that a friend of hers didn't believe in God. When Sarah asked her friend why, that little girl said, if there was a God, he wouldn't have let my dad die. Now, Sarah, who must have been about 8 years old at the time, said that she believed in God, even though he let her brother die. She also said, my mom travels around talking about how God helped us when my brother died. Then Sarah prayed with that little girl to trust in God. I will never forget my daughter's face when she bounced off the school bus and into my car, so excited with the news about her friend accepting Jesus. The sad truth is that God does allow bad things to happen to good people. But blaming him for letting it happen isn't going to make our situation any better. When we blame God, we turn our back on the one who is most able and willing to help us. Hear my heart when I urge you, please don't blame God. Now, he doesn't always make sense because his ways are so much higher than our ways. But God has promised to work out all things together for the good of those who love him and are called. He has promised to bring beauty from ashes. Our God has promised to give us hope and a future. Hold on to those promises when you're in the thick of it. It's time for that second action step, that thing that we want to do, the action step we want to take when life gets really difficult. We want to pursue our own well-being. Pursue well-being. If you intentionally go hard after whatever it takes to not merely survive, but to thrive, you probably won't be blaming someone else for your pain. Instead, you're going to be focusing on pursuing ways that you can get well, that you can feel better. What is it going to take for you to heal from the pain? I promise you, if you take the time to look, or maybe you already know, the Bible is filled with references about having joy and gladness. Consider it pure joy, it says, when we're having struggles and pain. The Bible also talks about expressing gratitude and thanksgiving in the midst of our trials. There's a reason for that. Feelings often follow our actions. Don't wait until you feel like it. Just do it. I think of when I was a new mom, and of course now I'm a grandma, but getting up in the middle of the night to feed that crying baby is not something you feel like doing. You know it's your responsibility. You know that that baby needs to be fed. But boy, pulling out your tired body from those covers and heading to that baby's room is a hard thing to do. And yet, once you take that little one into your arms and start rocking and nursing that beautiful little baby, that's when the feels come on. Am I not right? That's when you are so thankful for that little one. When life gets hard, you may want to just pull those covers up over your head and roll over. You may want to give up. You may want to throw a pity party. I tell you what, you may want to blame God, but don't do it. Don't blame God. Instead, do everything that you can with all of your heart and your soul, with gratitude, with thanksgiving, and yes, with joy. Pursue your own well-being instead. Now, before I share my last and oh so important point, I invite you to click or tap like if you're enjoying this message. And also, please subscribe if you haven't already, and be sure to click or tap the bell for notifications. Thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it. Okay, the final action step, the one we want to take that we may not feel like taking when life gets hard, it has everything to do with your attitude. I mentioned right up front that all of the shocking news, which frankly has become less and less shocking simply because it's become more and more expected, made me think, remember, of 1 Peter 4, verses 12 and 13. Now, I had read them up front from the message, but I actually memorized those verses in a different version. And it puts the verse that I mentioned earlier, verse 12, like this. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you. Now, that is the New Living Translation. It's one of my favorites, and I tend to study quite a bit out of the New International Version, and it expands on that verse. In fact, it puts it this way. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. I love that. It's come upon you to test you. Here is my point. Expect strange things to happen. All three of those versions, the Message, the New International, and the New Living, say basically, don't be surprised. Bad things are gonna happen. And by that, I don't mean that we should necessarily wake up every day thinking, oh, you know, when is the next shoe gonna drop? What bad thing is gonna happen? Sometimes the strange things are crazy good. With God in the mix, you can be sure there's glory just around the corner. That's how the Message put 1 Peter 4:13. And I love it. When life gets really, really difficult, when we're going through those fiery trials, through those ordeals that come on us to test us, the Bible says that this is a spiritual refining process with glory just around the corner. Again, we can't see around the corner, but we can hold on to the promise of a future glory in spite of what we see or don't see. I believe with all my heart that today's troubles don't threaten tomorrow's triumphs. My friend, piggyback on my faith if you have to, so that you can believe and speak that truth with me. Today's troubles don't threaten tomorrow's triumphs. Not only is that declaration true, but I can testify that over and over in my life, I've seen how today's troubles can actually lead. In other words, what looked like a setback today is why I have that triumph tomorrow. When you go through a painful trial, I hope you'll remember these three steps that will help you get through it. Don't blame God. Pursue your own well-being and expect strange things to happen. Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word. God, it helps us to know that we're not alone. It helps to know that other people go through stuff too. But Father, help us not to turn our back on you. You are the one, Father God, that gives us the comfort, that gives us the counsel, that gives us everything we need. And so, Father, I pray for anyone hurting right now, Lord, that maybe is shaking their fist at you, that they would open up their hands and instead receive. God, I know that it's been sometimes in my darkest that I have felt you the most. The scriptures even say that you are close to the brokenhearted and you save those who are crushed in spirit. Lord God, I pray that you would be close to those listening today, that you would save those who are crushed in spirit according to your word. And Lord, help us hold on to the promise that there is glory, glory around the corner, because you are faithful to your promises and you are loving to all that you have made. And so God, we ask for the strength to get through whatever it is that we're going through right now, Lord God. And we ask it knowing that you will provide, because that is who you are, our provider. And we ask in the name of Jesus, amen. I want to thank you for joining me for Believe and Speak, and ask, would you please share this message with a friend? Maybe you know someone going through one of those fiery trials. We can be an encouragement as we share with one another what God has done, what our testimony has shown us. I want you to leave a comment about that, maybe if anything surprises you these days or if God has surprised you in some way. A good video to watch next talks about the future glory that we can expect just around the corner. The thumbnail says faith over fear, and I think you're going to enjoy it. My friend, keep believing and speaking the truth in spite of what you see, right? Your tongue has power. Use it for good.